Hello.
Hello, my name is Cassandra. Returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
What is this customer support from?
Did you opt in to receive a call back, sir?
Yes, I know. What company?
We are a third-party call center, and we house for a different product.
Oh, well, okay. So you folks, well, I sent like $6 for free shipping on a product, and I didn't get it. And in addition to that, the company charged me an additional $66 for something I didn't order. So how do we fix that if you're a third-party operator?
Okay, can I have your zip code, sir, so I can look into that for you?
06239.
Okay. Give me a moment. Okay. Can I have your name, first and last name?
Michael Slota, S-L-O-T-A.
Okay, Michael. Give me a moment, my system's still loaded. Okay, sir, can you verify your street address for me, please?
My street address?
Mm-hmm.
22 Mountain View Landing, Danielson, Connecticut.
Okay. Okay, ma'am, so how can I help you, sir?
Well, you charged, well, the company ordered this item from charged me an additional like $65 on top of the $5 shipping for the product, which I didn't order.
Okay, so what is the price of the charge of the date of the charge that you're talking about in the amount, sir?
I think the date was December 2nd.
Okay, I do see a charge on December 2nd for $5.74 for a tactical bag. So you don't remember making that charge?
No, I ordered the tactical bag, but what they did was they charged my credit card an additional $65 for something I did not order.
Okay, I don't see anything for $65. It was declined. I see a $67.32, but it was declined. It didn't. They didn't go through.
That's right. That's because my credit card company thought it was a fraudulent purchase. And I guess it was because I didn't order anything for $67.
Okay. The reason why you have, excuse me. Okay. The initial charge, that charge on the $7 for the $67.32 is the membership price, and it's
there
connected.
Is no, I signed up for no membership.
Listen, sir, let me explain. I know you probably didn't sign up for it. You probably didn't even read the terms and conditions, but I'm trying to explain to you the reason why you have the charge, but you won't let me talk.
Okay, let me just, I'll make this simple. Please refund my shipping fee.
Oh, no, that's not
please,
refundable.
Please,
you can't.
And please,
you can't it, no, the $5.74 is non-refundable shipping fee.
Oh, okay.
Get,
well,
I'll get,
call up my
that.
Credit card company, and I'll tell them that you're just a fraudulent service
well,
then.
Sir, that is a valid charge. You made that charge to $5.74.
You made an invalid charge, or the company
okay.
did, by
no.
by charging an additional fee, which I did not agree to.
Sir,
now,
you wasn't
you can argue with me about it if you want, But that's the way it is. You're not getting the $67 because the credit card company's already declined that, and I'm thinking that's a good thing. And as far as the other $5 and whatever it is for shipping, I'm just going to call the credit card company up and tell them that to not pay that either and dispute the charge.
Well, sir, did you want to cancel? Because if not, you're going to be billed again.
No, I don't want to cancel. Fine. As a matter of fact, when you cancel my order, please take all of my information out of your billing service, please. My credit card information, my address, all that stuff. Take it out of your system because I will never do any business with your company again.
Okay, give me a moment so I can give you a cancellation number. Do you have anything to write with?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Okay. Hold on. Okay. The confirmation number is C as in Charlie.
Yep.
262.
Yep.
969.
Yep.
026.
Okay.
Okay, so everything's been canceled. And that tactical bag, I think, has already been shipped. Well, you can keep that because you didn't already pay for it.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your kind assistance. I appreciate it.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Bye.